please.
That's what, when you were talking about it, I was thinking to myself, attic, that's what you call it. And like, maybe suffering attic is what we use, and I'm like that. But what we're doing, what we're using is suffering. And for after that, you know, recovering or maybe just at home.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Thank God.
You know, my thing, I know what they're saying is that, but the way I see it is that, you know, the whole first chapter, who's an addict, is defining that word, you know, as we see it. You know, and that's my opinion on it, you know, that, you know, it's there.
That's a good point, yeah.
I feel like we ought to just continue calling a horse just call ourselves recovering addict.
Do what?
I think we ought to just continue calling a horse and just call ourselves recovering addicts, because that's what we are. As far as the definition for addict goes, there's however many people are here, that's however many definitions there are. You know? I think it works, so I don't think we ought to do
it. Yeah, well, this may seem like, you know, why did he emphasize that so fucking much to that point? But believe you me, it's been a lot of talk and a lot of discussion when it came down to that in that matter.
I think the word addict, I don't see how you can say it much better than
okay.
Page
and prison.
This is just how I see it, and I don't think that it should go down on the sheet, sheet, as the only way to do it. But, you know, and I've developed this concept long ago, and that we are addicts. I mean, that to me, there's no question about that. You know, I think there are like lower terms for that, junkies, etc. But that there's, you know, you think about this, and you may want, may or may not want to use it in your text, but there's the practicing addict. Like, I was practicing my addiction, and it didn't bother me. I enjoyed it, had fun, you know, going to jail every now and then didn't bother me, and you know, and all that shit. And then I reached a stage of suffering where the addiction was beating me, okay, and things were getting worse, and you know, I couldn't do anything about it. And then once I found the program, I was recovering. And those were my three stages of addiction: practicing, suffering, and recovering. And like, it's very hard, I know, you know, from my experience in service work, to try to get someone to come on the program who is a practicing addict. I mean, they just can't see where we're coming from and say, sure, you know, I stick a hole in my arm, you know, 15 times a day, or I take 20 pills a day, you know, but it's not doing anything to them yet, you know, and that kind of addict is hard to reach, okay? But then once the poor son of a bitch starts getting where I got and starts suffering a little bit, you know, or a lot, you know, whatever the case may be, well, then, you know, he's ready for the program. So that's just how I see it. Y'all may or may not, you know, I don't care.
Okay, I don't want to. Root consciousness is like this can get really out of hand because you've seen it happen before and everybody's got to say something, but it's not going to change the work at hand and not going to advance the work much. You may take a couple more comments or something, then let's get on the Lord's Prayer and get back to work.
My name's Gary. I'm a drug
addict. Hi, Gary.
I agree with you, Paige, on that. I also agree that there's some people who reach those bottoms, you know, that aren't as far down as some other people reach them, and they know that that's their bottom, and they know they're hurt, and they need some help, you know. And when you go into that long drawn out stuff of putting all those, I don't know what you call it, or dopamine, or whatever you want to call it, wars in there, you know, they don't know what to claim. You know, it scares them, and they know they're hurt, and then they just get so scared, they just leave, you know, not knowing what's happening or anything.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, going back to that Boy Scout handbook, this is recovery manual for an addict seeking recovery, and we want to have plenty of stuff in there. It's not meant to be brief. You know, people study it for years and years. Dwayne, would you make a note or something that make sure that sequence, how does the group feel about it, about practicing suffering and recovery? And I thought that was real clear and simple. I don't remember that in chapter 1. Would you check on that or be in charge of that, please?
Lori's going to read that out of chapter 1.
Well, up to a point. But I've already talked to Harry Luke, and they're going to go over and help us with these other chapters in the corner of review. Is that right? Or you want to stay with review? Either way, it's your freedom to move if you want to.
I was out of the room. I just come
here. Okay. So that's a simple item, but I just need one member present to take charge of that and not forget it. Somebody do that, please?
What is exactly
the one? You know, that thing, the page you run down about practicing addict, what that means, and suffering addict, what that means, and recovering addict, what that means. But that was just so clear.
Chapter one.
That's chapter one material. Isn't it? Because we're going to make little breakthroughs and we're talking around like this and it ought to be in there.
What's the definition of each one?
Well, we're going to have
Something like that. Or maybe a paragraph on each one. Huh?
I thought there was going to be a glossary.
Well, this needs to be in Who is an Addict. Believe me. Doctor? How's everybody feel about that?
I like it.
Are we taking a vote or what?
Just a feeling.
Feel better.
Everybody
yeah,
feel good?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, Teresa? Thank you, Wayne. Let's get Paige to clap, please. Okay. Everybody ready?
You're going to write it, you can figure out where